God, you are an awesome God, and God, we got morning, God, seeking for an answer to their problem. Some, God, come this morning, God, ready to feel your anointing and feel your power move one more time. Come on, Holy Spirit, move from heart to heart and move from mind to mind. Have thine way this morning. Come on, God, and bless us with your kind glory. Take control of this pulpit area. Bless your preacher in a very powerful way. God, I feel your glory. I feel your anointing. I feel your presence here with us this morning. And God, I say thank you right now. Thank you for Mama. Thank you for Auntie. Thank you for our sisters. Thank you for the mother of the church. Thank you for the mother of the community. Thank you for the mother of the city. God, we thank you for Mama right now. The hand that rocks the cradle is the hand that controls the world. God, I thank you for my Mama teaching me to fear you, teaching me to love you, teaching me to worship you. I have that way this morning. We thank you for your glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Let the Lord say amen. Amen. Amen.
I'm us today, and we thank you for what you're going to do and for the thoughtfulness of honoring the mothers. Amen. Can we give the men a round of applause for that? Campaign flyer on page 4. Pastor is going to
blessed to give than it is to receive. Let's prepare now, and I give it, I'm asking us to come forward. We're going to ask that during our benevolent offering, they're trying to give a special offering going towards our African project, that ministry there. We're going to try to help with our benevolence, okay? Amen. Our benevolent offering. So make sure you're able to give a little bit extra in order to support the benevolence. Indeed, I get off. Turn it off. Come on, officer, let's get ready now to give.
I just wanna praise you.
Let us stand.
Forever.
Let us stand.
Forever. And ever.
Hold on, choir. Hold on, choir. Are y'all ready? Hold on, 1 second. Here we go. Let's get ready. Let's get ready to give. Let's get ready to give. Now, next Sunday is our church anniversary. Right? Church anniversary Sunday. We're asking all of our members, as well as our guests, for $100 for church anniversary. Now, if you want to go ahead and turn it in today, that's on pray. If you just tag in for church anniversary. We have Brother Michael. He has blessed us with the church anniversary offering. So make sure that we're giving so we can be prepared for this summertime. We're going to get us some air conditioning units for our fellowship hall. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So we're going to continue to grow here in our church and do what God has called us to do. Repeat after me. When I die, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. When I die, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. When I die, I acknowledge God as my source, my supplier, and my sustainer. At this time, my ancestors, the leaders, listen. Special offer, yes.
The special offering that you want to put in this basket over here.
Okay. Amen. All right, let us come around and let us give one of the qualities in that wonderful selection. Amen. Thank you, choir members. Come on.
Glory.
Preacher needs you right now. Preacher can preach to the real preacher call. Speak to me. And speak through me that I might speak to others. So in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. I love my pastor. I love my pastor. I love my pastor. Then a few years ago, when I think about it, I came here to preach it. I love hot dogs. Reverend Willie White stole, and I got through preaching, so the love is myself, John. In the book of Matthew, Thank Pastor for this opportunity to preach on Mother's Day. Not too many preachers, but Pastor would give you that opportunity. And some of y'all wish he had. But the book of Matthew, the 15th chapter, the 21st through 28th verses, we find our text. But I'd like to read for your hearing Matthew, the 15th chapter, the 21st through the 20th, and that's 27 verses. Good news, Bible. Jesus left the place and went off to the territory near the cities of Tyre and Sidon. A Canaanite woman who lived in the region came to him. Son of David, she cried out, have mercy on me. Sir, my daughter has a demon, and it is in a terrible condition. I want to speak this morning to you from the subject, a great faith in the love of a mother. A great faith in the love of a mother. Let me first say, Happy Mother's Day to all of the mothers. And I'd like to say happy birthday to all of the mothers who have gone on to be with the Lord like my mom. And there are some ladies or women that have never had a child in their lives. But they have touched some child or some children to the point that you have to say Happy Mother's Day to them too. For they did things for young people, maybe some that their mothers might not have done. On the day that we set aside at Mother's Day, all over the world, I would invite you to look with me at a woman of great faith in the Bible. Someone might say, Mary, yes, Mary was the greatest mother we ever lived because she bore God's Son, Jesus Christ, into the world. Someone might say that he talking about Ruth the book of Ruth, because Ruth was a good woman. She's great. That's good, but that's the wrong woman. You might say that he's going to talk about the other woman, the only two women that books are named after in the Bible. Esther was a great woman. But I'm not talking about her either. I want to talk to you about a woman that Matthew wrote about in the 15th chapter. And he never called her name or wrote her name. We don't know what her name is. We want to preach about how great she was. I come by to tell you that Jesus is good. Matthew tells us that there come a woman out of the same coat of Jesus Christ. He and his disciples have been teaching and preaching, and they're kind. He has sent the disciples, they sent two of the children out. Excuse me, two.
his disciples out two by two to set to do mission work. He's been around in Galilee preaching and healing. And they was they have now returned those disciples. And they were bragging to Jesus about what they had done. Or maybe they were not bragging, they were just giving witness. Jesus said, "That's good. I know you're tired and I'm tired. We need to withdraw and go to some place where they don't know us. But I come by to tell you, it's hard not to know Jesus. For some reason, when you've been in prayer, even in the church, you the feeling. Whenever you find somebody who knows the Lord, you can feel them. You can feel Jesus. But Jesus said, let's go to prayer. And get some rest.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I'm talking to the pastor about getting some rest. But I'm talking about the case. Jesus is never too busy that he cannot stop. He's never too tired that he cannot stop and help somebody along the way.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Jesus and his disciples. They're leaving out of Galilee and into the territory of Gentiles. Here come a woman out that same territory, and she saw Jesus. Maybe she had never seen him before. Maybe somebody had told her about Jesus, but I don't know. But she came right now crying out to him, David, son of David.
Yes, oh yes, yes.
Help me. Did you ever recognize the presence of those? But I come by to tell you that Jesus stopped you. Tired, but he stopped because he knew that lady needed some help. He knew that woman needed some help. But I come by to tell you, on Mother's Day 2024, that God sent his son not only to redeem, not only to the way of God, but he sent them to bring home those who are lost, those who need Jesus. I can hear that woman right now crying out to Jesus and Lord, have mercy on me. By the king. We talk about the African Methodist Episcopal Church. But Jesus don't care what church you're a member of. He don't care if you're a Methodist or Baptist or whatever denomination. And you're going to not care either if you need the Lord. I don't think this woman cared at all. She wanted Jesus to help her. She came to him and said, Master, let me put my own word. Help me. On this Mother's Day, I always tell you when a preacher said just for a few minutes that he is not going to. But just for a few minutes, I hope I want to make a few points about this woman coming to Jesus. My first point is her request. For an uncertain woman. In the Bible, tells us a woman needs some help. I think more than just mothers, but You got to have something to see. I hear people all attacking on their knees. I love to hear people pray hard. I have a problem with that. But I hear some of them love to pray, and they say the same thing. Don't ever say nothing. You ought to have something you want to ask God to help you with. Well, God is a prayer answering God. The Bible tells us, behold, a woman came out of the same court, crying to Jesus. She had something to tell you. I don't just get on my knees and just be, what do you call it? Mommy. Probably God. I get on my knees because I need the help of the Lord. I don't know about you, but I know my wife, and I know you do too. When I get on my knees, I talk about my children. God, he's one of the names I need. I remember my mom. You can get on the knees, sit a long time. That's the God to help every one of us here. And some in New York, some in Michigan, and some of us in Alabama. When you go to God, you ought to tell him something. You ought to go to God and make your request known. I'm not going to tell you all my business. But all mine can go. Not going to tell you because I can hear everything, but I don't mind telling God. Because I'm like that lady, Lord have mercy, I know you can help me. I got a request, but my daughter is wrecked for the devil. She have a problem. She's full of the devil. Lord, I'm praying for her, because I want the best for her. I want her to be what I was. She got a devil there. Can you help me get that devil out of her? You ought to have a reason for going to God. My mama taught us to pray, but she taught us just to pray. To pray, don't just be praying. Pray to God because you need God to help you. You ought to have something to tell God. Suddenly, Jesus responds to this woman in Christ. When she said to Jesus, Lord, help my child. I got a daughter that's wrestling with the devil. Can you help me? Won't you help me? What did Jesus tell her? Nothing. He didn't even open his mouth. Man, don't you hear me? My daughter, I need your help, and you can help me. Won't you help me? But Jesus didn't open his mouth. But many of us would have stopped, quit right there. Came to the conclusion that Jesus don't want to help us. That means many of us don't have our prayers answered because we stop at the first time and ask God to help us. But this woman didn't take that attitude. She took the attitude. She kept crying.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Lord, help me. She didn't stop praying to Jesus because she knew Jesus could help her. Jesus might announce your prayer. The first time you ask. But you better keep asking. Don't stop asking. Keep asking. Just say, Lord, have mercy. But you know, here come those old disciples. No, they know. Everything about you. Thinking that Jesus was not going to help them, they went to Jesus and told him, Lord, send her away. She's bawling after us. We tired of her. She's getting on our nerves. Send her away. My son here was sick in the hospital. Doctor told us, and I know what he meant. Let us pull the pill. We are in prison. But I'm about to stop praying. Be praying. But here comes somebody who wants me to stop praying. Want me to do what they want me to do. This is exactly what Jesus said. Sit up.
Hear my prayer and move on my hand.
keep on praying. I know I got a home on high, but right now here, I got a God on high that's looking down, looking low, but he's taking high as I'm eating you.
They used to say, I like that song they say, pray on the child. Don't you stop.
God might not come when you want him. But the old folks used to say, he might not come when you want him, but he always on time. Sometimes I want him to get in a hurry, but when he gets there, he's right on time. He gets there just when I need him.
Somewhere in the Bible.
take for granted. And I love Oreo cookies. That I can go to the store and buy some Oreo cookies. Somebody out there don't have the money to go to the store and tell it and buy. Don't take them for granted. But this woman agreed with Jesus. She could easily became discouraged. Because her right surrounding was bad, her daughter needed Jesus. Her daughter needed some help, but Jesus made her jump for a hoop. Sometimes Jesus had to make us go through some things that we can see where we are and see who he is and who we are. everybody being up and coping Solomon. And Solomon told, bring the baby to me. Bring me a sword. Since he's going to walk the baby and say, now baby, give me the sword. You take the sword and cut him in half. Give your hand to one, hand to the other one. But that real mother, that real mother, the mother that cares about a child, so don't do that. Give the woman.
Thank you.
give your life to Jesus. What a wonderful time to do it. What a wonderful time to say, God, here I am. I give my life to you. Come to my right, to your left. Maybe we'll be a part of the church. Don't be a wandering sheep. You need a church home. You need someone to pray with you. Someone to support you. Someone to lift you. Someone to encourage you along the way. Without a church home, you're like a school teacher without a class. Without a church home, you're like a soldier without a platoon. Without a church home, you're like a pastor without a Bible. You need a church home.
flesh and hand that prepared it. Bless the food that you made so necessary for the body.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Lord, may the grace and mercy of our Father and your Son, Jesus Christ, be with us now, this moment and forever.